Welcome back to another edition of Unfiltered, part of the Santa Mirta Podcast Network. I'm Ben, and I'll be the voice behind the reason here. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I write a weekly online column about real life in Santa Cruz, California, called The Weekly Dump. It's published every Thursday night over on www.santamirta.com. Go check it out if you're not familiar with it. So this week I want to talk some more about our out-of-control homeless problem. The failure of the new city council to uphold the will of the voters by undermining all efforts to prevent rent control will almost certainly increase the lack of available housing locally, increasing the problem. But I'll save rent control for another show. I'm only mentioning it now because it's directly correlated. What I want to talk about is how the city and county approach homelessness. In some ways, the homeless issue has become so ubiquitous, so pervasive, we tune it out on a daily basis. We're just not shocked anymore. You think I'm overreacting? Just look at the city within a city squatting over in Camp Bernal, our personified failure to acknowledge we're in any way over our heads on this and we have no idea how to deal with it. How we mostly tend to deal with it is by throwing gobs of cash at every Tom, Dick, and Harry social services nonprofit that comes looking for a handout, claiming they have the answer. That's how we deal with it. We outsource it. I was having a coffee clatch with Fred Keeley years ago, and he told me, social services are the county's primary responsibility, not the city's. And despite our differences of opinion in politics, I consider Fred to be a pretty wise man. So why does the city constantly feel the need to take the lead on homelessness? I have my thoughts. Let's start with narcissism. Anyone who wants to be on the city council has to be a bit of a narcissist and a bit of a masochist. People like Chris Crone don't want anyone to look more compassionate than he looks, and he'll go down trying as the lone dissent vote, if necessary, just to fan the flames of his base. As much as I can't stand the guy, he does have moral conviction, even if it's often wrong. And he's arguably the city's number one advocate now for homeless services, and the city for paying for more of them. But let me ask, when has Chris Crone, or Sandy Brown, or Drew Glover, or Justin Cummings ever shown up at the Board of Supervisors meeting demanding the county, who is the government agency who's actually responsible for homeless services, do more here? How about demanding they actually do their job? I'll tell you how many times. Never. That's how many times. I've gotten up and demanded more from the Board of Supervisors than all of them combined. Last year, the county announced they had received more than $3 million in federal grant money earmarked for the homeless. I've got more details and questions coming up about that. But first, let's treat ourselves to a bit of subliminal ear candy. Be right back in a few.
We chose our spaces, respectively speaking, facing the places for which our lives were reaching. One night on the shore of life apart, we walked and joked and soaked our feet The Atlantic's end, where currents collide, we stride into our distant views. We chose our spaces, respectively speaking, reflecting the places for which our eyes were streaming. You? You chose the land in your sight. You chose the land in your sight, reaching for ground for roots you have been without, while chemical infusions in an ocean of illusions, delusions you left behind, searching, seeking with your gaze the sweet repose in the earthy breeze of home. And she chose the place in her view. She chose the place in her view she chooses to see, both the land and the sea. Undecided she be, a life with worries free, she laces her fears in love and her love in fears, weaving the truth of years as she fiercely sacrifices her lonely tears on the altar of love. In love she finds the bittersweet ease and enrapturing breeze of home. And I chose the ocean in my view. I chose the ocean in my view. Eyes wide open, striding, running, flying into the unknown blue, my soul thrown to the winds of a world without a home. We choose our spaces, respectively speaking, facing the places for which our dreams are reaching to.
Thank you.
We choose our spaces, respectively speaking, facing the places for which our dreams are reaching.
Okay, I'm back. And that was Three Friends by Subliminal, courtesy of ccmixter.org. So in early 2018, the County of Santa Cruz announced receiving $3.3 million in continuing and new state and federal grants to help house homeless individuals and families. The first set of grants, something called the 2017 Continuum of Care Awards, totaled more than $2.6 million and was administered by the Homeless Action Partnership and included U.S. Department of Housing and Community Development funding for 12 ongoing projects to help find housing and shelter for local homeless people. The grants also included funding for new projects, like something called the New Beginnings Permanent Supportive Housing, the Page Smith Joint Transitional Housing, and Rapid Rehousing, and an expansion of the new First Step Scattered Site Rapid Rehousing Project. Wow, that was a mouthful. Another $672,000 in Emergency Solutions Grants Funds was supposed to benefit homeless people through the Homeless Services Center and Families in Transition. So at first glance, my initial reaction is, wow, that's a lot of outsourcing by the county. And wow, that's a lot of redundancy serving a vague purpose with little accountability or proven success locally. And giving the Homeless Services Center, a nonprofit that already profits from the mother of all sweetheart rental leases from the city of Santa Cruz, the biggest magnet for bad behavior and street camping around the Harvey West area, giving this dubious, poorly run nonprofit over $500,000 to do what? Keep being mediocre and failing your community? And herein lies the chafe for me. There's no real plan. And there's no real oversight because there's no real plan. There's a bunch of cobbled together, outsourced organizations, all competing for limited resources, sucking up money the city is happy to dole out with little oversight or accountability. Whether it works or doesn't seem to matter as much as not saying no. So I'm going to take five and refill my coffee. But when I come back, I'll talk a little more about what I think needs to be done. Yeah, I'll offer up some actual suggestions for solutions for a change. Stay tuned. While I'm gone, enjoy a little poptastic mix from Scott Altham.
I'm so addicted.
Okay, so back to the homeless issue. Let me first be clear about something here. I don't have an issue with the homeless. My issue has always been with our lack of ability to make the majority of them less homeless. We're supposed to be a civilized city here. We're supposed to be a progressive city. We're supposed to be a compassionate city. And this is the solution the city and county gives us. Camp Bernal, Hobonip, Camp Coonerty. It's been a solid year and a half since we've over-tolerated this and just given up from a city and county perspective of fixing it. Who in the city is capable of fixing this, really? Who at the county is capable of fixing this? Nobody. Well, there's no magic pill here. It'll take work and effort and probably upset lots of people. Change is hard. Change sucks. But it's often necessary. So instead of just saying, here's the answer, I'm going to suggest a few things we could do differently. Call it a paradigm shift. Step one, eliminate all social service-related donations from the city of Santa Cruz. See, I told you I'd piss a lot of people off, but I'm serious. Social services is a county responsibility and not the city's responsibility. All funding should come from the county, or the state, or the feds. But cut all social service handouts from grant money disbursements at the city level. The Homeless Services Center got $675,000 last year from the county. They should get zero from the city, who already gave them the mother of all sweetheart leases that lasts another 25 years or so. Make the county pay their fair share. Step two, clear out Camp Bernal. Have you driven by this monstrosity lately? This is the city and county solution. How is this acceptable to anybody? We have vacant city and county-owned properties, but we'd rather watch these people suffer in tents in the winter rain. How compassionate is that? How progressive is that? The longer it stays, the bigger it grows. Exponentially. Which makes it harder to break down. How big is the city and county and Caltrans willing to let this become? How long until people just start parking their RVs and pitching tents directly in the Gateway parking lot? I mean, it's beyond critical mass at this point. It's out of control. And the city keeps feeding it. Step three, prioritize by need. I've said this multiple times before. People suffering serious mental illness should not be forced to live their lives on the street as we allow here. They should be the number one priority. Much of this is obviously dependent on county funding, so there's another reason why this new city council should be on the doorstep of the Board of Supervisors demanding more treatment options. Homeless people suffering from substance abuse should also be given high priority. You want to get off the street and get sober? High priority. You want to stay on the street and get drunk? We should make it less tolerable to the point you want to find another town to bum around in.